If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need. From athletic stuff, like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist! Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Bowtech Archery prides themselves on offering a bow for everyone. Whether you have a short draw length, a long draw length, pull 70 pounds or 40 pounds, you're a bow hunter or a target archer, they offer a bow that can be customized to fit your body type. On top of that, their deadlock technology allows you to fine-tune your arrow flight. Visit bowtecharchery.com and check out the SR350 and the CP28. Bowtech Archery, refuse to follow. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today we're going to be joined by the founder of Go Hunt. His name is Lorenzo Sartini, and recently himself, Go Hunt, and some of the other, there's been some other people that are involved in this new platform, Outdoor Class. Now, Outdoor Class is a company that puts out educational content in modules, so you can go in, you can watch a video on, for example, how to hunt elk with Randy Newberg, or how to cook wild game with Hank Shaw, and a variety of other content out there with the main purpose of educating you and furthering your knowledge and skills to help you become a better hunter or outdoorsman. And so this is a really interesting episode because it's not necessarily an episode that is dedicated to a specific product that will actually help you, let's say, harvest the animal, like a broadhead or a bow. But what it will do is it's a product that will help you educate yourself. And I feel like that's equally as important than the products that we use, right? Because it's our sharpening our skills, and our biggest tool when it comes to becoming a better hunter is our mind. And so if we sharpen our mind and we get more knowledge, the knowledge is power, and that allows us to go out and do some awesome things out in the woods in the backcountry. So today Lorenzo is going to break all that down for us, what outdoor class is, and how it works, and the cost, and you know why they decided to do this. And I even asked them some pretty tough questions of how are you guys going to compete with a company like YouTube, where there's all this content out there for free. And he does an amazing job answering that question. So today we are going to do a quick commercial break here, and we're going to talk about Tethered. Right? I can't wait to get out and start sitting in the saddle a little bit more. Man, I'm telling you right now, just weight reduction alone, it feels like I'm forgetting something wearing the saddle into the woods. And that's an awesome feeling when you can shed a lot of weight and you can get in there and you can set up a tree stand or your saddle very quietly. And the intrusion level just goes down when you're that quiet. And so I'm really excited in the next handful of weeks to spend some time in the saddle and really get the strategy, the process in place for trying to knock down a big buck. So if you are looking for a saddle, saddle accessories, if you're looking for climbing sticks, the platform, Tethered has it all. Go visit Tethered's website. Hunt Stand, I'll tell you right now, Hunt Stand is going to be my journal for this next 3 weeks, because I have this brand new farm and I've only hunted it two days. And so the rut is going to really open up the deer movement. It's going to show me where deer like to move. It's going to show me where the bucks like to hang out. And so I'm going to document all of that on the Hunt Stand. And it's just going to be my data entry. It's my journal. So that way, the next time I go on that farm, I can look back at everything that I've seen, all of the resources, and it helps me make better decisions. So if you want to go check out Hunt Stand, go check out huntstand.com. Read up on all the functionality. They have a new Pro Whitetail upgrade that they've just launched, really dedicated to the Eastern hunter, the guys who are really focused on whitetails. They have a rut map. They have some forecasting information, some new satellite imagery, like really, really cool upgrade there. So go check out huntstand.com. And then we have, what do we have? What's the last one here? I'm drawing a blank. Oh, it's, what is it? Tacticam. I can't believe I forgot that. Tacticam. And so the Tacticam just recently came out with their 6.0 version, which includes image stabilization. It has an LCD screen. It's 4K. It's just badass in all shapes and forms, right? Functionality is better than the previous model. So go check out Tacticam's website. Check out the 6.0. And, if you, I don't know, I feel like I'm going to start getting more into capturing all of my hunts on film, whether it's through these action cams like Tacticam, or, maybe just bringing a camera into the woods with me. But I really do think that if you like to film yourself, if you like to share your stories with others, like your kids or your parents or people who just can't get out into the woods, definitely go check out Tacticam in the new 6.0 version of that. So, all right, we've done the commercials. Huge shout out to all the sponsors. Huge shout out to all of you for taking time out of your day to hop on and listen to this. Let's get into this podcast about outdoor class with Lorenzo Sartini. All right, on the phone with me today, Mr. Lorenzo Sartini. Lorenzo, what's up, man?
Not too much. Just living down here in Vegas, still melting away in the heat, but everything else is good.
Yeah, I just had to shut my space heater off in my office today for the first time this year. And I mean, fall is in full swing here in Iowa.
I'm extremely jealous.
Yeah.
Extremely jealous. That's the one of the seasons we do not have in Vegas is a true fall. It just does not cool off.
Let me tell you something about Vegas real quick. Number one, the heat keeps me away, right? People are like, hey, you want to go to Vegas? I'm like, no, I don't really want to go to Vegas because it's hot. I'm not like, I have Norwegian in my blood. So anytime I go south of Missouri, I get hot and stay hot. Second, Vegas, I don't think I can trust myself in that town.
Yeah, it's, I'm born and raised here.
Okay.
It's different for sure. Yeah, man, it's a different town. I mean, I love it for what it is. You know, if I had my choice, I'd probably live somewhere else. But, you know, that's what everyone works for, is to go to where they want to be at some point in their life, right?
Exactly.
But, yeah, it's a great place. Like, when you grow up here, it's just kind of it's its own little small town at the same time of having literally everything that you can ruin your life with right next to you.
And so some of it's legal.
Yeah, most of it's legal.
Right. So, yeah. That's a fact. Okay, so first off, why don't you go into a little detail about who you are, who you work with, who you work for, your companies and things like that, and then we'll get into the main topic today.
Yeah, sounds good. Somehow, you know, I'm lucky and fortunate enough to be the founder of Go Hunt, which we incorporated in 2013, but we launched like the actual product, the forward facing consumer product, in early 2015. So we haven't been around a lot, but I feel like we've done, some pretty important things, and it's given us some nice brand equity out there within the industry, as far as Go Hunt goes. And, you know, from that standpoint, it's always been like, we want to show people the opportunities of hunting out there, how much hunting there really is to do, how, you know, the crossing state lines, kind of breaking down barriers, making people more confident to hunt more. Because, you know, me being an absolute diehard degenerate hunter, you know, if I'm being honest, it's like, it's not fair that what I love most in life is only, you know, less than 6 months out of the year. It's just, I hate that. So when it finally comes around, I want to use the opportunities to the best of my abilities, because I obviously have a career and a family and things I got to work everything around. So that, you know, that business was really just knocking down barriers to make people more confident in going hunting more. And, you know, we conquested the West. That's where a lot of the information is needed, obviously, as far as applications and hunting opportunity. Back East, the opportunity is finding the land to hunt, not so much like the opportunity of the tag to actually go hunting.
Right.
It's different, right? So we conquested kind of this like information side of Western hunting. And then we got into the mapping side, which kind of breaks down the barriers of that whitetail hunting, where, you know, finding the opportunities through land, not necessarily the tags. And then there's this huge gap. You know, the thought process for me has always been like, all right, conservation is always the forefront of decision-making for us at Go Hunt and a lot of everything else that we do. And when you look at new hunters coming into the industry, which, look, you know, don't shoot the messenger here, but new hunters are a great thing for hunting. The way to protect hunting is to get more people involved, more people who understand it, appreciate it, want to do it, because then they'll actually take the time to learn how to protect it with you instead of fight against you over things that don't necessarily matter.
Right.
So if you look at from the highest level, you know, all these new hunters are going to get their hunter safety licenses or their hunter safety certificates. And very few of them actually end up being a productive member of, you know, this hunting community and industry where they are fighting the common fight with us. A lot of them just kind of die off because of lack of opportunity, lack of information, you know, lack of, you know, finding land to hunt, so on and so forth. So we wanted to fix this, like, at the highest level, this drop off of getting people educated and interested into hunting, education being the main thing, because education is everything at the end of the day. somebody who's properly educated can make better decisions when it comes to day-to-day life and what they want to protect and love and everything goes with that. So we started a business called Outdoor Class, and we did a joint venture with Armia, who's, you know, conservation at the forefront, obviously, being one of the largest conservation, nonprofit conservation agencies. Randy Newberg, for those that are familiar with him, his entire ethos is promoting conservation through public land hunting. So we did a joint venture between Go Hunt, Randy, and RMEF, and we started Outdoor Class, which it is entirely an education platform, but not, I'm not going to say, like, you know, no one's going to school to, when they're watching Outdoor Class or learning through Outdoor Class. It's more of like a furthering thoughts and skills within the industry. Yeah. Is the way we like to think about it. It's been not very long when we look back, but when I look forward, it feels like we've been doing it forever.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. As you guys sit here and, you know, your things are starting to come together with Go Hunt, you know, you go from, you know, trying to figure out, you know, the draw system and tags and preference points and things like that, and then you get into the mapping and now here with you know, putting out Outdoor Class, getting Outdoor Class, like these educational videos and things like that for people. Is it more common? Are these two companies more common than they are different? Or did you have to come up with like a whole new approach to starting Outdoor Class than you did with Go Hunt?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So at the core of like the ethos of the companies, they're the exact same. You know, the conservation, protection, and opportunity and longevity of hunting overall. You know, promoting all of that through hunting. But as far as like the business goes and the business strategies, you know, education is consumed, or like furthering personal education, it's consumed very differently than somebody researching and finding, you know, a tag or where to hunt or, you know, better strategies on trying to kill a certain animal that you're going after. So the business strategy, it was very different to sit down and put into, you know, an actual curriculum like this. I hate using words that sound so school-based, because nobody wants to go back to school. We're all, you know, we all [S2] Right. [S1] Look forward to the day that we don't have to wake up and go to class and be taught by a teacher anymore. But as far as like personal education goes, it's different. I wish there was a better word for it. But yeah, it's like when you actually put into a course into modules where it can be digested properly and in you know, chronological order to make the most sense of how the human mind functions and, you know, how people are best led to further their personal skill. Like there is a real strategy there. Yeah. And it took a long time to sit down and you know, figure that out for ourselves and how we wanted to do it.
Yeah. What did those meetings look like? Who sparked this? Was this with you guys at Go Hunt said, you know what, I want to do this. And then did you bring more people on board, or what was the tipping point to really get the ball rolling on Outdoor Class?
So the main tipping point was just the lack of opportunity for a hunter to further, you know, their personal thought or skills within within the proper setting. Like if anybody's familiar with Masterclass out there, like Masterclass kind of this, they were obviously the first to conquest this, you know, personal education and growth, online learning. And they did an amazing job, and they did it through, you know, a real strategy of how people's minds and how just people in general can consume educational knowledge through video and with video purposes. So they kind of sparked like just the online, you know, self-learning thing in general.
Yeah.
With hunting, there really isn't any other industry or activity out there, in my opinion. And I am happy to argue this with anybody, but I don't think there's any other activity that requires as much personal you know, growth and learning as there is with hunting. And it comes from a lot of different places. I'm not just talking about the actual skills and tactics of hunting. I'm talking about, you know, everything that goes into pre and post hunt. You know, I always like to say, as a hunter, you know, we're part-time mechanics, part-time marksmen, part-time survivalists, part-time logicians. Like, it's just, the list goes on and on if you are a true, you know, big open country hunter. And it's, you know, there, it requires a lot of knowledge. And what we saw from the, as a breakdown within the industry of, you know, coming from the lens of conservation first, of promoting, you know, the benefits and the positives of hunting through, through, you know, the art of hunting, you know, we found that a lot of people didn't have a place to go where they could educate themselves on the benefits of hunting, just overall, what that means for conservation. And from there, like, let's give them the confidence to actually become a hunter and fall in love with it. So now that they are actively in the fight with us, you know, more soldiers on the battlefield.
Yeah.
And so that's really where we started from, and looking at Masterclass and what they had done just in the general, you know, just the absolute general knowledge as far as, you know, as far as humans go and as far as education goes. I mean, it's like, it's the most general thing you can think of, from shooting free throws with Steph Curry all the way down to, you know, getting insane business lessons from some, you know, some of the top CEOs ever in the world that have never actually talked about, you know, their experiences and learning. So we wanted to take that model, but wrap it into the needs of the hunting industry and what that needed first. Right. Yeah. So, we always knew there was a gap there. We were never able or had the resources to solve for it. And then once we did, everything just kind of fell into place with Randy and RMEF. So it came together fast because there was such a need for it, and it was super clear. All of us had, you know, the same wants and needs and care for the business. And once we were all ready, it all fell into place.
Yeah. So, you know, I have to do my due diligence here, and I have to ask you a couple, you know, like devil's advocate questions, right? Because
of course,
right now, YouTube is a monster. And there anything that you want to learn? I mean, shit, the other day I had to change out a toilet. And so what did I do? I went to YouTube, how to change a toilet. And I changed my toilet, or how to, you know, change brake pads, anything you want is on there. And so as we go into, you know, as we get into YouTube, there's a lot of hunting content on there. Some is not good. Trust me, some is not good. But then there's some other stuff on there that's actually really good. Did you guys happen to have any type of conversations about how this was going to work when you had YouTube out there with all this, you know, in some way, shape, or form, some of the same content out there?
Of course. Yeah, of course. I mean, there is no question and no denying the monster that, you know, generalized social media and YouTube is. With us, like, you know, we have a big presence on YouTube as well. Like, that's where a lot of our inspiration type videos, people trying to get people interested into hunting, that's where a lot of that stuff lives. And like you just talked about, the how-tos, YouTube is an absolute monster with those simple how-tos, right. The one thing that YouTube is not, though, is an education platform. In no way is any of the content. I mean, we looked at trying to do it on YouTube, but the you know, technical capabilities of what the, you know, the channel or the user is allowed to do on their own channel, you can't like modularize or put into a curriculum true learning, right? So like the simple how-tos, they will kill it on YouTube, and they always will. And I will never get in a battle with YouTube when it comes to the how-to stuff. But just like Masterclass did, they had to go up against it even more so than us, because look, I mean, 100% transparent here. We have a lot of protection against YouTube as well, because YouTube is so against hunting, and you know, you can't show butchering an animal. You can't show harm to an animal. You can't show, at the end of the day, that's what we do. And I'm proud to say that we are a part of the you know, we're a part of the world that understands why that is a thing and why, you know, why the purpose and necessity of humans to belong within the natural and primal world and not just observe it from afar. You know, I take a lot of pride in knowing and understanding that part. So, you know, with YouTube trying to protect the user from seeing it and all this stuff, it works in our favor, right? If I'm being 100% transparent, obviously. But the other thing too is we, you know, they can't educate through modules and through curriculum, course curriculum, the right way. So humans have we all go through mass education at a very young age and we all get educated the exact same way, which, you know, we can get into a whole nother podcast about that if you want to hear my thoughts on it, but we'll save that for another time. But anyways, like, you know, humans are malleable at a young age and we get programmed on how we learn. So, right. So as an adult, it's no different. You want to see it. If you truly want to learn, if you're not just trying to pick up a quick, you know, if you're not trying to pick up a quick little thing to do, and you truly want to learn and better your skills and kind of give you that internal thoughts of like, being able to extrapolate what you're learning into self-reflective memories, like that's a certain way to do that. And that's through curriculum and modules. And that's what, when we built Outdoor Class, that's what it allowed us to do. And that's what Masterclass does. And they have to fight YouTube on a much bigger scale because, you know, like I said, they're doing the general stuff where it is not protected from YouTube. They're truly showing, like, you know, the exact same thing where we, being hunting, where, you know, we get to show and be a lot more real about what it is than having to play by YouTube's rules.
Yeah. A lot of great points there. So now let's get into the functionality actually of Outdoor Class. Okay. So I hear this today and I say, I want to go check it out. What do I have to do to get started? How do I get started? Maybe even throw the cost of, you know, what it takes to sign up for this. And then how do I go about the education process at that point?
Yeah, so it's outdoorclass.com. The most beautiful thing about an online business is, right, the address is everything is right there. So outdoorclass.com, the membership to it is $99 a year. But that is not, like, it is not broke out into a price by module or price by personality that's teaching it. So it's all in one, it's all inclusive. So that $99 gets you access into the library of Outdoor Class. And within that, right, like everyone has something that they are looking for, whether they are true 101 new hunter, that's just learning, that's just trying to gain confidence in, you know, having some success. And, you know, over the years I've been asked a lot about how would I define success, and what I've come to, you know, my maturity, what I've come to learn is success for me is enjoying something enough that I want to do it again. But you're right. So like success is defined by a lot of different ways. You know, some hunters in their hunting career and life cycle would say it's by killing the animal you're after. Newbies would say just by seeing an animal. So it's defined so many different ways. The way I like to define it that I think can encapsulate, you know, one into the other is just really, truly enjoying something enough that you want to do it again.
Right.
And so I feel like everybody coming to Outdoor Class kind of has that thing in their mind of like, man, I just want to learn something where I can enjoy it that much more. And I want to keep doing it.
Right.
And when they come to it, they can learn skills from, you know, Remy Warren, how to find big mule deer, which is obviously a little bit down the path of somebody who's been hunting for a little while. Randy Newberg, like how to find elk. That's if you are looking for just some confidence and, you know, okay, I am now motivated and educated enough that like I'm not scared to leave the house and go out there and try this. All the way through the skills of butchering to cooking with Hank Shaw, and essentially all the way through the process from pre-hunt, during hunt, and post-hunt, all the different content within that. But it, like, when we were thinking about it from a marketing perspective, it's really hard to say something is for everyone, right? Because if you stand for everyone, then you really stand for no one, has always been kind of the common thread, right?
Right.
It's always But in education, right, when the common thread is somebody trying to find, you know, a little, whatever it is they're looking for, if they're looking to find it to allow them to enjoy something enough that they want to do it again, you know, it really does make it a platform for a guy like me who's been hunting for 22 years. I've had some of the best hunting experiences anyone could ever ask for. I've been, you know, luckily and fortunately, I've been all over the world hunting, but I enjoy outdoor class for like these little things, right? Because no matter how much I've hunted and how much I've done, there's always a different lens and perspective that I can hear that kind of allows me to, you know, build into my past memories, my past experiences, and make me a better hunter going forward, right? Like early season elk calling. I haven't had a lot of opportunity to early season elk hunt. And, you know, the day that I draw an early season elk tag, I better not waste that opportunity. I don't have a ton of past experience to draw from, but I've hunted elk a lot. So, you know, let's learn this last little 5% of skills I need to be best prepared for going forward. Right.
Right.
And the other thing, I have no shame in saying, but I'm probably the worst cook ever. My wife doesn't let me anywhere near the kitchen. But I truly enjoy the, you know, bringing an animal home and preparing it the way I want it and kind of having that, the feast, so to speak, after the success. And, you know, like I need a lot of help there. So I'm truly starting from like the 101 Hank Shaw, don't burn the meat kind of stuff.
Right.
And going from there. So like, that's something I'm going from the base of the module all the way to the top. Whereas the elk, I'm kind of picking where I want to start from within the modules and within the curriculum. Like I don't have to watch, you know, the how to find an elk. I feel fairly confident there. I can start with, you know, early season elk calling tactics, how to break off and get that mature bull to sound off.
Okay.
That kind of stuff, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So is all of this housed on the website or on the platform? Are these things that people download direct to their computer or device that they can take with them? How's that portion of it work?
So it's all online.
Okay.
Right now. So all of the video content is all online at outdoorclass.com. The app will have the ability to, you can actually save it and take it offline with you. So the purpose of that, just to give some context here, is, you know, one of the main things people are most intimidated by is, okay, if I kill it, now what? And this is entirely to a new hunter, right?
Right.
Man, imagine having a professional butcher talking you through how to break down the animal in your phone as you're standing over it, right? Just kind of, it breaks that barrier and gives so much confidence to the hunter to actually be able to take it offline with you. And that goes with anything else. Like you can take offline with you and reference while you're hunting, whether it be Remy's How to Find Big Mule Deer, and there's a certain part of the course that you want to take offline with you, you know, early season elk calling, so on and so forth. Whatever it is, you know, you will have the ability to save it to your phone and actually have it in your pocket, kind of have that mentor in your pocket as you're out there.
Okay. Yeah. And that's, that is where I needed the most help back in the day when I, you know, went to go gut my first deer, right? I remember watching a video. I think back then it was on a VHS tape, but regardless, I watched it and then I got out there and then the first deer that I ever shot, and I had to, you know, clean it myself or gut it myself. It was hysterical. I wish there was a video camera recording me, you know, just like, now what do I do? What do I do with this? Yeah. You know, I don't want to poke the bladder. I remember him saying that, you know, all this stuff. And so having something, you know, the smartphone's smart for a reason, and having that in your hand is, oh man, night and day difference.
Exactly.
It would make. It would make.
And that's exactly our strategy, is just to give people that confidence. You know, that's what we're chasing.
Right. Okay. So people go there, they sign up, they watch the content that you currently have. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about what content is currently there and how you guys plan to expand into more, I don't know, Western and whitetail and all types of outdoor content.
Yeah. Yeah. So outdoor class, it's kind of leading you down the exact path just within the name, right? So anything outdoors is kind of is the path that we're going. Any place that deserves, you know, some content to you know, harness some more confidence within the viewer's perspective is the road we want to go down. So it's everything we have now is there. Everything we add will just, again, be a la carte. So if you, right, like if you have a membership today and we add 10 different modules tomorrow, not saying we're going to, but if we ever were, then all that's just, you know, there's no re-up in anything as far as a membership goes. And everything in hunting is already so expensive. And like, you know, I don't know. It's no consumer would ever appreciate having to pay one by one course. So that was why we, you know, that's why we want to make it. Once you have access to everything, just like Go Hunt. Like with our Insider product, we launched it at $149 a year, and the price has not changed with everything we've added, which, I mean, from day one to day today, what that product is just insane. And, you know, we've left it at $149. So that's the same thing with Outdoor Class. So where we, like I was speaking to earlier, as far as being an outdoorsman goes, right? Part-time marksman, part-time mechanic, part-time butcher, part-time survivalist,
right?
All this stuff. Like those are the paths we're going down. So like right now we're working on John Barklow survival and gear skills, which look, I've spent a ton of time in the backcountry and on backcountry hunts, but to listen to him talk about just comfort and survival and the purposes for certain gear, I almost feel like I've never backcountry hunted when I listen. So I'm pretty excited for that. And then we're going to go heavily down the whitetail and turkey courses, right? Turkey, man, those are the 15-pound bull elk, right? So that's going to be a fun course to go down. And, you know, there's so much strategy and skills that go into it. Whitetail, similar, depending on early season rut, you know, lockdown season and postseason, we're going down all those paths. And then waterfowl as well. Like I'm a huge waterfowler. I was actually a bigger waterfowler and I was big game hunter when I was going through college and early out of college. And man, talk about strategy and things to learn when it comes to waterfowl. I mean, there's like, it's endless on how to be a better waterfowl hunter.
Yeah.
And I think it's something, you know, I think a lot more people would do it if they had the confidence and knowledge of what to do. Cause I mean, big game hunting, it's few and far between, right? And like waterfowl hunting, you can go out any day you want during the season and make something happen. It's just, it's the perfect, like, fill in, but true hunting, it involves all the same thoughts and feelings with strategy and tactics and, you know, getting ducks to commit it's awesome. So anyways, we're going down a lot of different paths, hunting first. And then as we conquest hunting, we'll go down the path of fishing and all the other outdoor activities as well.
Is this going to be a are you guys going to get into like the non sportsman type content as well, like camping or hiking or things like that?
It's not who I am. So I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like that's if we ever were to do that, it's so far down the path, it's hard for me to answer that question anyways. But what I can tell you right now, that's not who I am. So I don't see why we would do it. I believe in, you know, being an outdoorsman. I don't believe in using the outdoors to just view.
Yeah.
I believe in being a part of the outdoors and being, you know, being with it and not just viewing it from a distance, which I feel like, you know, sightseeing, camping, all that kind of stuff. I don't necessarily see us going down that path.
I gotcha. Okay. And do you guys have a set schedule where you're going to try to release another, you know, X amount of content every single month, or, you know, new modules every month going forward? Or because as a new, you know, for someone like myself, who's brand new to this, I want to maximize my dollar spend, right? So
yeah.
I join up, I go through all the modules, or, you know, in a 2 or 3 month time, by the time I'm done with that, is there going to be more added?
That's a really good question. So I would love to be able to answer that with like some actual details. But I sadly, I can't. What I can answer though is we are always working on something to add. So I would love to commit to one a month or two a month, whatever it is. And we're kind of in the infancy stages of outdoor class. We're still learning some, we're still learning logistically some efficiencies and how to do things easier and faster. But we hold ourselves to very high standards with the production and the production quality of outdoor class, because, you know, education, it's not as kind of fly by night as entertaining content is. Like this right. content has a purpose. It has to entertain and educate.
Right.
So it's very in depth on how we want things to come off and how we want things to chronologically flow information to information, module to module. So there's a lot of work that goes into this, which isn't normal of traditional content. So,
it's not a vlog, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're learning our cadence with that, and we're picking up efficiencies every day we do this. The one I can absolutely commit to though, that, I mean, we will be launching more all the time. Like we are working on multiple characters and modules right now. When they get finished is kind of to be determined, but as soon as they're finished, obviously they're becoming a part of outdoor class. So, anybody who's wondering that question, they should have all the confidence in the world that they will have new stuff. I just can't necessarily commit to, you know, if that's per month or bi-monthly or whatever it is.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Outside of the videos and the modules and the educational content, is there going to be anything else associated with outdoor class that the end users can consume or find useful?
I mean, obviously, outdoor class is going to have a very tight relationship with Go Hunt and everything we do.
Yep.
And so there's, yeah, they're going to have the benefits of, we have a gear shop that has a loyalty component to it where members are going to have the ability to use and I hope appreciate that. And then obviously everything else that Go Hunt does as well. So there's, you know, outdoor class has relationships with these other businesses out there where their members will, you know, be treated all one of the same, essentially.
Gotcha. Other than that, is there anything else with outdoor class that we've missed or that you feel the listener needs to hear about?
I mean, it's always hard to like to talk about a product, right?
Right.
I know it gets, look, I try to put myself in the consumer shoes all the time, right. And it does get a little like self-serving and boring, so to speak. But, you know, the one thing, like just from a personal level, I don't hide behind the fact that I have very high standards. And when I do things, I like to do them the right way and only the right way. I don't know if this makes me sound like an asshole or not, but I'm not like overly impressed often, because I feel like when things meet the expectations, they're already plenty good. So it's kind of hard to be blown away at that point.
Right.
But as far as outdoor class goes, this team, what they've done, I am truly blown away by the level of content and thought and strategy and the tactics that went into this and how it flows within a education module and an education course. Like I am blown away how well they put this together. It is so far exceeded my expectations from what I first had. And yeah, the team deserves a lot of credit there. And I try to make it known that doesn't happen very often, but man, my expectations are blown away on this one.
That's awesome. And I'm going to say this, you know, this is the Hunting Gear Podcast, and we talk a lot about hunting gear and equipment,
yeah,
and the functionality and the price and all that stuff. Here's what I'll say as a guy who gets to talk a lot about that and who gets to see social media and things like that. A product is not going to help you become a better hunter. right? I can't go out and buy a bow and that bow is going to make me better at it, or a tree stand and it's going to make me better. I have to educate myself and learn, right? Sometimes I can learn online and sometimes I can, you know, it has to be trial by error. And so for someone out there who would ever question this type of product, I would ask them to really think about it, because I feel like this type of educational content is more important than the gear that you use to actually go hunting.
Yes, I could not agree more. And I very much appreciate you saying that. And that's exactly what it is gear will help you, but you need to know how to use it first.
Exactly.
Like, it will only help you in the circumstances of you know, knowing or understanding the different scenarios in which you can use it. So it's education is first before everything else.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Well, I tell you what, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on and talk to us about outdoor class. Once again, if people want to find out more, where should we send them?
Outdoorclass.com. It's easy.
All right. Hey, I thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.